So I'm Mayor Pilsen, as she's told us, it's 98 away in Manchester.
Morning. I found in some svarim that they say the Rosh Chodesh Kislev is a yom of kapara. There's a parsha in Yirmiyah that there was a tekufa. Then the Rebbe Shlom told Yirmiyah to write a megillah to be ma'ir the olim to teshuva, and Yoakum Melech Yehuda, he burned the megillah. And the pasuk there speaks about that they were going to a tainis yom tzoim. You can't fast on the shchodesh. So the others say you less do a tainis dibu. I call bonim. They say as the various that one does from shchodesh nissen till yom kippur till Rosh Hashanah, they got the yom neroim Rosh Hashanah and yom kippur to be mechapa. Those who didn't do tshuva as every staff's dying, they wait. They got the akusboch who waits till Hashanah Rabba. Those till Hashanah Rabba have not done the tshuva, so the next bus stop is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It's a yom of tshuva, tzedakah, ukedema. I'd like to start off with a story, one of the tales that went around in the gates of yeshiva at the time when I was learning there. The olim didn't understand what the story was telling us. Skenzain, it's negea to this week's sedra. The story goes that Sholem Shvadron came to Geis Yeshiva once, and as you remember, there was no Geis Yeshiva, it was a long, narrow Beis HaMedrash. He said, today, half the Beis HaMedrash are going to cry, and half the Beis HaMedrash are going to laugh. And he started off, Sholem Kedako gave a firing shmooze on the Olam of very Misoira. The whole day, Mamish said the spitz of Misoira, so I'm keeping the shmooze. And when he's holding by the spitz of the shmooze, he suddenly put his hand across his face, across his down his nose, and he put out his tongue. And the whole half of the Beis HaMedrash burst out laughing. As a young the Meister came, it's nicht verstanden. Over the years, I started giving shiurim in Mesillas Yeshorim, and I came across the Mesillas Yeshorim in Perek Hay, where the Mesillas Yeshorim takes the subject of Litzonus and describes it beautifully. Mesillas Yeshorim describes a mogin, that the tzon is like a mogin meshuach b'shemen, like a shield shmid with shemen, with vaseline. The normal shield, when you go out to the war and the arrows are coming flying, so the soldier will put the shield in front of him and the arrows will get stuck in the shield. But a shield that's meshuach b'shemen, that's full of shemen, of grease, the arrow doesn't go into it. The arrow just hits it and slips down to the ground. Says Mesillas Yeshorim, he's got a gewaltige loshen. I write, I don't want to keep the olim up with the loshen. He says that Letzonis is like a mogim meshuach b'shemen in front of techoches. It doesn't even make a roshem. It hits the person and goes straight down and loses its complete effect. He says that a person can have a ribis oiris of a person can have a lot of serious, comes back from a levaya, he's all emotionally taken up, the gewaltige has spayed him, and then somebody cracks a joke, copies the masbid, makes a few noises, and the whole effect is gone. The koyach of letzon is a koyach she'en kamoyu. The Torah teaches us here that even though in Parshas Bereishis, when Moshe Rabbeinu was writing the Maisa Bereishis, and he was going through the days, when he came to Nasa Adam Ketzalmenu Kedmusenu, he said to Rabbeinu Shleim, you've been giving a piece compared to the Minim. So Rabbeinu Shleim said to him, carry on writing, Soiv, Horeitza Litois Yita. The Torah has got to write what you need to write. Nevertheless, when it comes to Letzonei Ador, the Pasuk added on four words to be oiker the Hashpah of Letzonei Ador, the first Rashi in this week's Sedra. Avraham Hoyle this hits those four words, because these Letzonei Ador, what did Letzonei Ador want to gain? What was the, the nest was a huge nest. Isha bas tishim shona. She has a baby. Even if it's from Abimelech, it's still a gewaltige nest. What was the aim? Also, why does the Torah tell it to us now? And Pashas told this. Why should it be Pashas Vayera? That's when he was born. Navos, the Letzon Ador, they don't go with Seichel. As the Simmons described, there's not a Seichel de Kazakh. It's just to ruin things. The translation of Letzon doesn't mean a good joke. Letzon is to take serious things lightly. It's to ruin the effect of serious things. So, this is the time now, the beginning of Parshas Todos. Now we're talking about the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, the Hemshech Yichus of Klal Yisrael. Avraham Hayli, this Yitzchok. Now we're talking about the Hemshech Yichus. Now's the time the Letzon Ador wake up. Hey, it's from Abimelech to ruin the effect of the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. Comes to Rebbe Yisrael and Rebbe Yisrael tells us, no, Avraham Hayli this Yitzchok. To be oiker the effect of the Letzonos. We see the Koyach of Letzonos, Koyach. It says in the Apostle that Koyach, Vayakel Aleim, Koyach is Kol Eidel Pesach Oil. Koyach was the Chochem. Koyach is gonna tamil chochem. Lechayev, he held he was right. He should use his koyach of being mishachle, of convincing people, come along with riots, that he's supposed to take over the job. But no, there was no sichel in it. It was obvious, everybody knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is the manik of Klal Yisrael. So what did Koyach do? He came along with Netzonos. Rashi says there, Vayakel Aleim Koyach, B'divin Netzonos Kol HaLaila. The whole night they were checking jokes and laughing away at Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was the only koich they had to ruin the effect of Moshe Rabbeinu. If one thinks about it, talish kulit chelis. With all the numbers they want to say, it doesn't make sense. A beggar that Abba comforts is mechuyev sitzis. What's the nachmina? What color it is? It's a good joke. It's a way to take away the effect of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chazal tell us, Gemara Megillah. All Letzonos is Asa. Why? Because Avodah Zorah at the time of Chazal was such a strong koyach of Meshicha. It was so effective that we have to use all our ammunition that we can against such sorts of things. So even in Be'etzim, Letzonos is another apostle, when it comes to Avodah Zorah, that's the time to use it. It's got such a strong effect. The parsha starts off at the beginning. Vayetze Yitzchok Lashem Lanoicha Chishli Ki Akorahi. As one, it's understood automatically. That's what Rishon Shvadon wanted to teach us. He wanted to demonstrate that a minute ago we were in the Gantzi Chizuk of Yom Kippur, etc. And what did that do? Something stupid, something with no sense in it, to poke my tongue out. What's all this? Oh, but nevertheless, it managed to bring the Olim who were holding Mamish, but the Hiru Machshova, Hiru Tshuva, and everything, and the whole thing just got lost. All burst out laughing, disappeared. The parasha starts off with Vayeta Yitzchok Lashem Lanoichach Ishtoi Ki Akorahi Vayosli Loi Hashem Vatarif Ki Ishtoi. L'chora, we see the Torah is marich to describe to us that Yitzchok davened here. Was this the first time that Yitzchok davened? We're talking about he'd been married already for 20 years. He was a 60-year-old person. Surely he davened to ask Rebbein Shem, wants to have children. Why does the Torah stop here and make such an asik out of Vayeta Yitzchok? That means this tefillah here was a different sort of tefillah than the normal tefillahs. Something for us to learn from. What was different in this tefillah that we can also take to ourselves? And the answer is, Vayeta Yitzchok Lanoicha Hashem, Lanoichach Ishtoi Ki Akorahi. Now they've been married for so long, he came to, as Rashi makes the cheshbon, he came now to the understanding that Apiderech Ateva Rivka can't have children. Therefore, it's a different sort of tefillah. He recognizes the tzorich of his tefillah. He realizes how much he needs to come into Rebbe Yisrael, needs to change the teva. That is a tefillah which is, as in Gantz and Ibbing again, his mom is betting, asking for the Rebbe Yisrael to help him and to get him out of his problem. We see in Rashi, at the beginning of Bereshis, it says, V'chol tziach asod terem yeh. The world was all prepared for things to grow, but nothing had started growing yet. Says the Apostle, why? Ki lo himti Hashem elikim al ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not brought rain yet. Why had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not brought rain? So the Apostle carries on, v'odom ein lavi des ha'adoma. There was nobody in the world yet, till Adam HaRishon came, and then Rashi says, ma. And there was nobody in the world then to work on the karka. There's nobody who could recognize the toiva, the goodness of the rain. Adam came and he realized it's a tzorich for the world to have rain. Adam, when he arrived, he realized the necessity to have rain. So he davened, and when from understanding the necessity and being makim b'tevosim shel geshomim, realizing the mind of the tevah of geshomim, that is when he davened. That's when the get rain came. A tefillah, which we daven, but we don't appreciate, we don't realize the tzorich, and we don't realize that only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can help us here. We're completely dependent on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's not a shleimus tefillah. Here Yitro came to the understanding that that's the only eitz I've got is to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the only one who can do something and change things. Such a tefillah is an undersold tefillah. That's the tefillah of Ayet, and Hashem accepted it. Rashi tells us that ein ledoim et tefillah sadik ben sadik letefillah sadik ben rosha. Lefikach vayet eloi veloi lo. This Rashi is a Rashi which is difficult. A lot of people, when they come to this Rashi, Chazal tell us, mokim she bari tshuva oimdim, safile tzadikim gemurim einam oimdim. Just wipe away chas hashon the tzadikim, the bari tshuva. I once heard that I couldn't find it in this forum, that one of our hard avodas is to be oiker from our anhogas, our mitzvahs, to uproot the mulamoda. Mulamoda is, the translation of mulamoda is habit. Most of our mitzvahs now, things that we do during the day, we do with a habit. As they say, somebody opens up his tefillin bag, takes out the tefillin, the tzuras go flying, but he's not even thinking, before he even knows what he's doing, he's the brocha's mom. I remember when I was a kid, I went to a shiur of Rabbi Duna. We had the Shabbos shiur. I remember him telling us once, talking about learning brochas, he said that people have got a button on the arm, and as the arm folds, the button gets pressed, and the lips start moving. And then you put the food in your mouth. That's a typical mulamada. So to work on the mulamada, to uplift ourselves above the mulamada, is not an easy job. The tzaddik ben Rosha, the Baal Tshuva, for him, davening is not a habit. He wasn't brought up with it from school, from gan. It's a new thing which he's learned over his years. He's got into it. He's got much less. It's got its chadshus by him. It's not a habit. It's got from childhood. Whereas the tzaddik ben tzaddik, someone who's born from all his years, he's davened them, and he's been from the gan. The gan starts poiseach etziodechad. They all got it. It's part of his habit. If the tzaddik and tzaddik manages to be misgaber, to uplift himself above the mulamodo, so then his tefillah is even more than a tzaddik ben rosha. It's got even a greater amayla. So ein adam a tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik, when the tzaddik actually gets there and he goes above it, ein adam a tefillah, then the tefillah shel tzaddik ben rosha. I remember when I was a little boy, boy in school, our rebbe told us, he was speaking about davening carefully, saying the words carefully. He told us that in shul where he davens at Pinter's in London, Stamford Hill, there's an elderly Yid who goes to the Omud every morning for brochas. And the brochas, he swallows a Buchat Hashem. My children often used to say, Baruch Tu Noi Leinu Melech Ha'olam. Baruch Tu Noi Leinu Melech Ha'olam. We're not saying the brocha b'chal. So he said, he went up to this, he said to him, excuse me, you know, Chaval, say the words properly. He says, I've 70 years I've been davening like this, I can't change now. So Mulamoda. The pasuk carries on. Vayigdilu anarim, vayi eis of ishi deyetzayit, ish sada, v'yakav ishtom, yeshiv eilon. You do it the Karashi. Rashi says that Esav was a Yedei Tzayit. What did he do? He was merama his father, trying to make his father think he's a tzaddik. How did he do that? He asked his father, Abba, Eich ma'ashim es ha-melech ves ha-teven. How do you take ma'aser from salt and teven and straw? This, everybody know, we know this Rashi, that it's an obvious thing, and he's trying to swindle his father. Yitzchok Avinu wasn't a fool. Every Amoret knows you don't take Shuvim Samaises from Tevin and Melach. So what did they gain by chepering by saying such a thing to his father? His father was Emerson, Naivi, Ephraim Chazaklotzkasha is a Shin HaTzadik. Also, why does Esav speak about Maestros? He doesn't say Trumas. He doesn't say Ech Tormim Truma from Tevin. He just speaks about Maestros. So I saw the Be'er Yosef is like a vague geshmak of pshat. So there's a Mishnah in Meisr, Sechtes Meisr, where the Mishnah says, Lo yim goy odom es tivnoi. A person should not sell his straw. His straw, the Mephoshim explained there, we're talking about his straw after it's been crushed, after they've done the work, and they've taken the chitin, the shibboleth, and the grains out of the straw. Nevertheless, there's always bits of grains that are still left in the straw. If somebody's got patience, and he can slowly take them out, grain by grain, and he'll end up with a handful, or I don't know how much, he'll end up with some grain. But the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell the straw which has got grain in it, that means the rubbish, you're not allowed to sell it to somebody who's not careful with maestros. And the Mishnah explains that what's going on, and what's happened is that truma, a person takes ba'omid, you don't have to pick exact amount of truma. Truma is estimated. So therefore, somebody who's mafish truma, he's mafish truma for everything that needs to be taken. So even if you've got some grains that you don't know how many grains there are stuck in the tevin, there's nevertheless, the truma can part of that as well. Whereas maestros is yekish, is dam kafil cheshbon. So maestros, you've got to, you measure up, you know exactly how much you've got, so you can't take the error for what's all stuck in the tevin. Therefore, the tevin which has got grains left inside it, they haven't been maestred yet. They've only had the truma they've had, but maestro not. So therefore, you're not mechuyev to take maisa because it's machel behema and it's not gemar malacha, and be'etz you're not mechuyev. You can, but you're not mechuyev. So you could just give it to your behemas and finished. Sometimes a person either he's an oni and he picks out each grain, or because he wants to be meductive very much in mitzvah, so he'll try to take maisa as well from the grains that are in the tavern. Came along Esav to his father and says, "How do you calculate it? How can you know how much to do? Because maisa, if you take too much maisa, then it's maisa's mukul kolim. You've got to take exactly the right amount." So he comes, I've got this tevin, which be'etz not b'chuyif. I want to still be meductive from mitzvahs, and I want to take maisa's from it. How do you cheshbon? How can I work out and find out how much there is here? Azazach, I'm meductive from mitzvahs. It's a gewaltig gezach. Yeah, I can see such a thing. Azazach, b'chochme, he's come along and asking an answer cheshbon. Can verstehen, yeah, he got carried away. And the same also applies also with melach. The same thing, Zaysim, once they've been brought in, to crush them. So, Dvaila is no Gemar Malocha. So, the Gemar Malocha is only after you've made oil from them. And that's the time to buy some them. You've got them, you're about to make from them the oil, and then suddenly you change your mind. You know, you don't want to squeeze them, you want to salt them. And you start putting salt on them, and you haven't taken meshes, you haven't gone to a Gemar Malocha. But now you've got Zaysim with salt mixed together. So, it's also a difficult cheshbon, how to work it out. So there's really come, how do you cheshbon how much maisa you're supposed to take? Because if you take too much, then it's maisa's mukul kolim. Very interesting to cheshbon. The Pasuk says, Vayav Yitzchok es Esav, kisayit befiv, v'rivko eheves es Yaakov. We see a shinu haloshen. For Yitzchok says, Vayav Yitzchok, which is mashma ova, Yehav is osid, with the vova ha'hepach, makes it ova. And Verivko Heves is a hoiva, is this continuous shi'a heves. What's pshat? Why is the posuk changed the loshen? The heves is that the Targum says on the posuk that Are mitzidei hava ochil. What does the mean here, the vatsayid b'piv? So the Targum says, because Esav gave food to Yaakov, to Yitzchok Avinu. We're talking about, we've got no musuk of the Ovis HaKadosh, we're chas v'sholom, us to start judging them. But for us to take our limud from the Chazal teach us, for to negate to our klein kebelech that we need to learn. Akol Bolin, so the Chazal, the Tungle says that because Esav brought food to Yitzchok to eat, the arei mitzmi tzidei hava ochel, Yitzchok ate from the tzeda of Esav, so therefore he had a negia, and that's the reason why he liked Esav. That means his ava to Esav was ava atolui bedova. Chazal tell us, kol ava atolui bedova, bottle ava. Whereas Rivka, a heves is Yaakov, without any tzedakah, any conditions, not tolerant anything. So therefore, her ava was a continuous ava. That's why it's Beloshen Hoiva. I had the Shver Kasha, the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Hey Amid Aleph. You do the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo'olam Yagiz Odom Yetzer HaTov Al Yetzer HaRa. Shenema Rigzu Ba'al Techtu. Im Not Zchu Mutuf. A person has to be the whole time in a mahalach of a milchoma of the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer HaRa. If he's Matzliach, very good. Im Loi, Yasik Batera. You should learn. Shenema Rigzu Posuk. If he manages, then okay, very good. Ve'im lav, yikru krishma, you say krishma. And again, the post of the Gemara says, ve'im lav, ve'im not tzchoi mutav, ve'im lav, yazke lo yeh mamisa. After yazke lo yeh mamisa, it doesn't say ve'im lav. That means yazke lo yeh mamisa, that's the final stroke, that zikr, that'll definitely do the job. Yazke lo yeh mamisa. What does it say in this week's Nedra? Ve'yeh me'eis of himni ha'ilich lomus, lomel yizel yeh b'choyra. Dafkuba mentioning the Yehoilich Lomas, I'm not here forever. That's the reason why he was Mavata on the Bechira, he was Mavaza the Bechira, and he sold the Bechira. We see he's done the exact opposite. What's Pshat? What's that? The Amis said, I didn't want to be Mach, I thought I wouldn't say this over, but I had the Maisa once in my yeshiva that the Bochim were in a bit of a loose mood. And I got a phone call from somebody there, from the office, ringing me all desperate. How long are you going to be arriving in yeshiva? I was on the way to yeshiva. How long will it take till you arrive? So I thought, a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes. After about 10 minutes, he said, no, are you arriving yet? So I asked him, what's the matter? What's happened? So he told me that the bochim in the break, they dug a hole, mamish the same size as a keva, and the boy went to lay inside. Another boy took a talis and stood by it and started being maspeh. And so this from the office, the man from the office was furious about it. And of course the Bochim liked the action, and the more furious it was, the more action there was. And he was waiting for me to arrive, that I should deal with it. Bochim, he phoned me beforehand, so he gave me a few minutes to think what's going on here. And I thought to myself, what's the big avla? It's a bad taste. But what's the avla? What's the avera they've done here? He didn't let them put the earth back into the hole till I arrive. And I came there, and I said to him, well, he's a Kohen. I said, what are you doing here? You're a Kohen. I thought, I still have to, something in chinuch, something I have to say something to the boys. I was racking my brains, what could I say? It was Parshas Todos. So I asked him this kasha, what's pshat? He asked him, Mami, so he said, why did the Esau sell the Bechira? I said, the answer is written in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lo'ilom yag is odom as yetzah teva li'yetzah ra. A person has to always be in a milchoma with the yetzah ra. If it's going, very good. If it doesn't, you need a push, then yasik batera. You need a stronger push, put foot down further on the accelerator, that you say krishma. Even further, more of a push, yaskal hey mamisa. That you don't need any more push after that. But if the person is going backwards, and you yaski lo hey mamisa, your time is short, so then I don't have to chapa, I need even more for my namazah. So, what do I need the bochir for? I said to the bochim, if you play levayas, and it doesn't cause all the bochim to come rushing back into the base of medrash, so you're obviously going backwards, you're not going forwards. Interesting point. I don't know if I'll be able to express it properly. The interesting point. Esav is the Esav HaRosha. Our example of a Rosha in the Torah is Esav. All the children grow Esav HaRosha. When we look in the Psukim, there's hardly a mention of the rishis of Esav. It's little things. Pour it down my mouth. I want this dread drink. Well, Chazal tell us that he came oyef. He came, he just been over chomish averis chamurois. As Tagmi Ezra ben Nazir brings the list of which the averis, which they were. And but the Torah has hardly any mention of it. And that's the Rosha. What does he by the Ben Sari Omeira, who's being killed because he's such a terrible boy, he's going to be, the future of his life is going to be so terrible. Also, what's the big averia? The Ramban says that he's over on Kedoshim Tiyu. On the chiyuv of being kedoshim, v'yisim kedoshim, kadosh atzmecho b'mutaloch. That's the big avir of the Ben Sarim, a 13-year-old kid. The Ramban has on, is being over on the posuk v'oisei sabu the boisid boikun, that you're supposed to be ledas is Hashem to know the Rebbeinu Shem v'chol derechenu, and to be. But he was zelul v'seiva. We see something interesting. That the to measure whether somebody's a real Rosh or not, it's not by looking at the actions that have come out. It's by looking who the person is. Esav was called Edom, not because he was born red, not because when he was born, he should be called Edom then, no. When was he called Edom? When he said, Alitaini nomina adim adim azeh, as the Pasuk says, Ve'ikoyle yivavos the Loshna Pasuk. Al Kain Kor Shemoy Edom. That was the reason why, because that was the person was running after Taivis Olam Hazeh. He's Shakua in food, Shakua in Taivis, to fill up his Taivis. That was the Rosha of Esav. The averis that the person has done, that's an outcome of his badness. But the badness is where the person is. You got people who are Shakua the whole time, it's the food. There's other Mamor Chazal, but now's not really the time to be marich on it. The Pasuk carries on, Ula Yumasheni Ovi, Vaisi Beinov Kimetatea, Vaisi Olo Krolo Brocha. The Gon brings down in Pashas Chai Soro, this where Eliezer said, Vaoima Eladoni Ulai Lisilo Chesh Acharai. So Rashi says there that Eliezer said, had a daughter, and he was hoping that this girl won't come, and he could take his own daughter. So the Gaon asks quite a strong, where does Chazal see to be Choshesh Eliezer of such a machshava? Where did Chazal take it from? So the Gaon explains that you've got two expressions which mean the same thing. You've got Ulai and Pen. Chazal tell us that Pen is a loshen of a negative, and Ulai is a loshen of a positive. That means Pen Yisru, Levavchem, or the other psukim, that when a person doesn't want it to happen, then he uses the loshen Pen. When he does want it to happen, then he uses the loshen Ulai. So, by Eliezer, he said, Ulai loisei v'esh l'leches, so that means he begged and didn't want that girl to come with, that he can get his daughter. So here, Yaakov Avinu said, Ulai yimusheni ovi. Yaakov Avinu wanted his father to catch him. It was a sakon of the foshes. He was doing a shlichus, getting the brachos of the Oz of Allah. But nevertheless, Yaakov Avinu's midas emes was so stark that he didn't want to. He felt terrible swindling his father. So he said, Ulai yimusheni ovi. He's hoping that Adam, his father, should catch it, and that he's not swindling his father. We see Magdalene were very, very makbid on shemets of a remez of even if they could have saved the terrible sorrows, not to say a word of shekel from their mouth. The Esau said, just wait for when we'll be in the shiva of our father, and then I can deal with Yaakov. So what's Pshat? What do you want for the Evel Ovi? So the Klal Yochel says there that Yaakov Avinu as well in his brocha, he was toiler the brocha of Yitzchak. I mean, he was toiler the brocha on Yaakov that calls man. He's learning Torah, he's keeping the mitzvah, so then he gets the brocha. So Esav knew that when you sit in shiva, he can't learn Torah, so he doesn't have the hagana, the protection from the Torah. So that's why when you may Evel Ovi, I can get hold of him. So the Olim say, but the Maisa, you can learn the halachas, the Hichas Avelis, and the Sugis and Moed Kotten, etc. So the Olim say, because that learning is not pleasant, and is miserable learning, and so there doesn't, that not the learning which gives you the protection of Torah. I heard the Maisa, a Manchester boy who lives now in Bnei Brak, a chava of mine, he was learning in Meir Yeshiva at the time. Yasha was sitting Shiva. And he used to daven by Yashav the next minion. So he came and daven there the next minion by Yashav. After davening, they rushed the Olim quickly to say, I'm okay. Menachem, everything to go out, and then they closed the door. He was a yeshiva bach, he wasn't in a terrible hurry. It was still early in the morning, it's 6:45 in the morning after the next minion. So he stayed there, hanging around a little bit. And Bezriel Oyebach, whose son in law, Rabbi Yashav, he was outside too. He schmoozed him a bit. It was interesting. So then Bezriel Oyebach says to him, do you see what Rabbi Yashav is doing now? Go and have a look what he's doing. He says, but Stop, he's learning. No, go and have a look. So he repeated, yeah, he's learning. He's still learning. He said, no, go and have a look what he's learning. So this bachur was terrified. He went, creeped in very quietly and to look over Rabbi Yashav's shoulder, and he saw he's sitting there with the tool. And he came out. Said, yeah, he's sitting with the tool. So Rabbi Yashav said, did you see what halachas he's learning? He said, show me your chazavilis. He said, no, go and have a look again. But he was scared to go back in again. So Rabbi Yashav said, go to the shelf and have a look which chelik of the tool that's missing. So he went back to the shelf and had a look. The chelik chosh mishpat was missing. Chosh mishpat? What's Rabbi Yashav doing in the middle of the shiva learning chosh mishpat? So Rabbi Zvi Auerbach said to him, there's a tool, the Beis Yosef, the Simen Shin Pei Dalet, Hilchos Aveilus, at the end there of the Simen, the Beis Yosef brings down, Im Hoya Lohut, the person was lowed, was molly, he's lit up at the Torah, that's his whole life, mutter, then it's mutter. But the Beis Yosef adds on, but the person didn't write this hatter. So that's why, but Yashiv, that's to say, he's lowed on Torah, so that's why he's allowed to learn. If Rabbi Yashiv was lowed, so Yaakov Avinu was nicha lowed. So what's he made ever love going to help? And am I the answer? Must say is written here in the Beis Yosef that the Poskim didn't write it, so Esau didn't know the halacha. The Rishami didn't know. Shabbos.